This is CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired September 9th, 2025. The region of Waterloo's four rural townships are hosting their fifth annual Taste the Countryside initiative, launching on September 15th with the Countryside Harvest Meal. Along with the fundraiser dinner, a 10-day dining trail, which begins on September 25th, has been organized to highlight restaurants throughout the townships. In 2024, Taste the Countryside received the Marketing Canada Award from the Economic Developers Association of Canada. While the overall initiative seeks to support farm-to-table dining in the region, this year's organizers are also putting a focus on local food security, with a portion of the Harvest Meals ticket sales going to support local food banks, including It Takes a Village Air, Wellesley Food Cupboard, Wilmot Family Resource Center, and Woolwich Community Services Food Bank. Taste the Countryside's support for local food banks is very timely. According to the Food Bank of Waterloo Region, one in eight households across the region accesses food from support organizations. In the 2024 Hunger Report from Feed Ontario, the collective reported that food bank use province-wide has spiked in recent years, with a 25% increase in the number of unique individuals who access food bank services in 2024 compared to the year prior. Since 2019, there has been an 86% increase in unique access, with at least 1,001,105 folks accessing a food bank in 2024. Feed Ontario is the main food bank collective in Ontario, representing over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations across the province. This show features an interview with Curtis Wells, the Economic Development and Tourism Officer for the Township of Woolwich. Visit tastethecountryside.ca for a listing of participating restaurants and to check out the Waterloo Region Food Map, which pinpoints many growers and foodpreneurs in the townships of Wilmot, Wellesley, Woolwich, and North Dumfries. Here is the interview.
My name is Curtis Wells. I'm the Economic Development and Tourism Officer with the Township of Woolwich. I've been with Woolwich since the beginning of January.
Can you tell me what the goals are of the Taste the Countryside initiative, and what is so special about local food and local farms?
Taste the Countryside was established in 2020, and it's a celebration of local food and drink in the region of Waterloo. So this initiative shines a spotlight on the region's rich agricultural roots and diverse culinary talent, which brings restaurants, farmers, and producers into the spotlight to share their passion with the community. Taste the Countryside as a whole, it's made up of two highlight events, so the Harvest Meal and the 10-day dining trail. It's been internationally recognized through an Economic Development Association of Canada award, and the initiative highlights the partnership between the neighboring townships as well as Wellington-Waterloo Community Futures. So our goals are to promote buying local and supporting local, starting right from the producers and farmers right up to the final sale. And so through Taste the Countryside, we just want to encourage our residents and visitors to support local food establishments.
What is new this year? And also, can you tell me about the Harvest Meal on the 15th of September?
The Harvest Meal is a farm-to-fork feast prepared by local chefs using local ingredients. So this year, it's going to happen at Shoe Orchards on Monday, September 15th, and it'll be a three-course meal that's enjoyed outside. There will also be some live music provided by Tyler Frey, which is a local Elmira artist. And a new aspect to the Harvest Meal this year is a portion of all sales will go toward tackling food insecurity in our townships, benefiting It Takes a Village Air, Wellesley Food Cupboard, Wilmot Family Resource Center, and Woolwich Community Services Food Bank. So the tickets for the Harvest Meal will be $85 per person. And Shoe Orchards is also offering a wagon ride farm tour for $7 per person, which will take place before the dinner. So a nice opportunity to explore a local farm and also get to kind of see some of nature while enjoying a local meal. And we're also inviting local businesses this year to get involved through sponsorships. So this will help benefit their business and spotlight the business with this initiative. So the Harvest Meal, it serves as a launching event for the 10-day dining trail, and so we welcome anyone that is interested in attending the Harvest Meal to please attend.
I understand that this is bringing a bunch of local chefs together for this Harvest Meal. How are the chefs chosen to take part?
So between the four townships, we've reached out to local restaurants and offered to get chefs included. So we're offering to include as many or as few chefs as want to be involved. So we wanted to make sure that across the four townships that everybody had an opportunity to be equally represented. And so chefs are pretty much through direct outreach as well as building awareness of this program since 2020. Chefs have been kind of picked out, and we always encourage new chefs as well if they haven't been a part of the program previously, and we also encourage repeat chefs to join in as well.
For the 10-day dining trail, how did the restaurants participate, and could you give me a little more details about this part of the event?
We've opened this up to any restaurant that wants to participate within the four townships, so restaurants, breweries, cafes or otherwise are welcome to join. The criteria is that you have to be located within the borders of four townships, as well as you have to have a menu item that features a minimum of one local ingredient. So we want to really drive home that local piece so that we're spotlighting local ingredients in the restaurants that are participating. The participating restaurants would post a sign, which would be provided by the organizing team. They would post that sign in their storefront, just to indicate that they're a part of it. And then they'll be added to a map, which will be promoted through the four townships, through Wellington Waterloo Community Futures, as well as through other methods to share with residents and visitors and anyone that's in the area within the Waterloo region. And during those 10 days, the restaurants will also have to provide a bit of extra promotion for the menu item or menu items that include local ingredients. We encourage them to do that as much as possible and share through their social medias and through their channels and otherwise, so that we can continue to build this event and the awareness of the event up into a larger scale piece that continues to grow year over year.
How is the link with local farmers built between this event, these restaurants, and the meal? Is there like extra outreach that goes into it?
So a lot of connections are pre-established, but at the same time, we're always, especially through economic development, trying to make connections where possible with our local farmers and our restaurants and our cafes and local producers and otherwise, so that we can create some of those partnerships. So Taste the Countryside, for example, had a networking event that occurred a couple months back where we invited everyone across the chain of connections to come together, and we had presentations from the municipalities as well as Wellington Waterloo Community Futures, and we brought everyone into the same room to try and create some of that industry-led conversation so that those connections are made and they can be built over the years, because things can't just always change immediately. So we want to create those connections so that even if it can't happen today, that as time goes by, there's new connections made and there's new opportunities created, because local is the way to go, whether that is shopping or if it is procuring your supply for your restaurant, your cafe, your brewery, or otherwise.
Where can people get more details about the event?
So you can visit tastethecountryside.ca, and that has full details on the harvest meal, the 10-day dining event, how to get involved. So we encourage everyone, even if you're not a participating restaurant, to get involved and share the word about the upcoming event. And if it doesn't work out this year with timing or otherwise, this is an annual event, so there is always next year. And we're always looking to make new connections and get more people involved. So visit tastethecountryside.ca, and ticket sales are also available on that website for the harvest meals.
That was an interview with Curtis Wells, the Economic Development and Tourism Officer for the Township of Woolwich. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.